Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today. Oh, it is hero.
Daro needs one.
It is hero.
He throws off the vibes.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the change in air pressure.
Yeah. With all that gravitational pull that he has. That gravitational pull.
Is it like of oxygen because of his heavy breathing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. But anyways, we heard the voice memos, we read all the comments, and we brought back Daro.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I like your shirt, by the way.
Thank you. Shout out Omar, but also, fuck him. Anyways.
We can do both. I was kidding. Honestly, whenever he's here, we can do whatever he wants.
We can post it to the OnlyFans.
Oh, snap.
Patreon.
It's like the opposite of that one meme.
What?
When the dark one? The dark going? One is running.
Oh my God!
It's one of my lighter ones.
Anyways, so just
put the couch. In
no, I was gonna say, oh, but oh, anyways, like it's nice that his shirt fits him.
Oh yeah. So before we continue, Omar, Tweety has a confession to make, and that confession is that the shirt doesn't fit him. But
why did you start fucking barking now?
If it's me, though, because, I mean, that's why I'm wearing it right now. I was kidding.
Maybe in a couple months, I'll be large, but...
Yeah, maybe.
As of right now, it's my goal shirt.
See, I like that, though. I used to have a goal shirt,
I'm like, hang
and
it
now
up.
I fit in it. So it works out. No, I'm being serious. That's good for you.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, a warning shirt.
I do have a warning shirt. That's my Taco Bell uniform.
I don't want to fit in this again.
Taco Bell uniform.
No, because I was a fat bitch. I was the meat in the taco when they had the commercial. I'm like, bro.
He was like 75%.
I was the did the crunch. But yeah, anyways. So the reason why I brought Daro over here is because, one, he's very popular and needs garlic. And we were like, hey, last time we did this episode, I really had a good time, and it was Am I the Asshole? And Daro wanted to come on here and kind of determine who the asshole is, whether it's me or Tweety. So, no, I was kidding. Yeah. We all know it's Tweety.
But the real asshole's not here.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding. I love you, Hero.
Yeah. Oh, we need to talk about why he's gone.
Oh, yeah. So, Hero isn't here because he got invited to go watch to go raw with two other guys.
He was going raw with someone.
Yeah.
Miguel and Peel.
Yeah, Miguel. He got revenge on Hero because he beat him last week, so on trivia night. So, he wants to go raw on him. But yeah, they went to go watch Monday Night Raw. And, you know, Omar didn't seem to care about the other co host of Needs Garlic, and he didn't even care to bother to ask Daro to go. So, he rather choose Hero. Oh, the schlong is probably why he might a Hero. Yeah, and then Miguel. Well, Miguel's a fan him. Favorite too. So
maybe that's why. The schlong is going to get him in for free.
I'll let you touch it.
He's like, but yeah. But so today we're going to be reading some Am I the Asshole stories, because it went so well the last time. And it came to mind because I was on TikTok and I always read like the people playing games. But they're Am I the Asshole stories.
Yeah.
And it's been like so long. It's been like a year since we did Am I the Asshole almost. Oh, I think
is it?
I think so, right? Because it was like near the, it was like barely after like the Christmas thingy of like 2022.
Oh, yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it might be closer. Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't know.
Because I remember Hero talking, well, the episode, Hero was saying like, oh, like I can play Clash of Clans or something like that.
Right. It was the one where we're doing the and it was like Maroon 5. Oh, remember, yeah. I was comparing the two, like, theme
songs? The start.
anyways, we're not on topic here. So, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be reading some Am I the Asshole stories.
You and, said
I know, but we got off track, though. That's why I'm saying it again. And whenever I read the title, we're going to, like, predetermine. So, we're going to be like, well, I think she is the asshole, or he, they, them, or whatever they are.
Caesars, I don't know.
And then we'll read the whole story, and then after that, we're going to determine officially if they're the asshole or not. And of course, we're going to have a display on the screen in front of Daro if they're the asshole or not. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, can you actually do that?
Oh, heck yeah, I can do whatever I want. All right, it's our podcast.
It might get pushed back to Saturday.
it'll be like 2 weeks before it comes out, but hey, it do be like that sometimes. And when it do be like that sometimes, it really do.
It's like you'll get next week's episode before you get this one.
The next one, that's going to be a good one. I'm telling you that right now. Spoiler alert, it's going to be... And of course, it's going to be beeped down. So I'm really excited about that.
Are you gonna add captions to it?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. That's I'm gonna put it in English and in Spanish.
Do a sub and dub or something.
But before we start, if you want to go back to the other episode of My The Asshole, it'll be in the link down below in the description, and then we're gonna go ahead and begin. So first one, Tweety, this one's for you because I know you're married.
What the fuck?
So
he's a little bit closer.
Oh, that is true. Congrats, by the way. I don't know about you last time. Congrats, but
I didn't know we're doing one in 1v1.
Oh shit, maybe. I don't know.
Did you just read it to both of us?
Yeah, I can do. No, I'm reading it both of you. I just wanted to just let you know that this is about you because this is aren't you underscore 2023445?
I don't think so.
No, not me.
Stars leading you.
All right. Leave my account right now. So the first one, title only. Am I the asshole for ignoring my husband's request for me to spend less time with my friend?
Ooh.
Mm,
all right, that's so
a sussy when ignoring, they say a friend,
yeah, specific friend. If a guy is getting mad that about you're not spending person? Less to a friend, it's probably a guy friend.
Yeah,
and
that's my thought right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's if it's a guy, I mean, makes sense, but
without it,
yeah. Yeah. Well, nowadays people can fake that, so regardless, I would have to
true.
Meet.
That
I
is
have
true.
To meet him, try some stuff, make sure he's really gay. Like,
you know, I need to confirm it myself.
I need to confirm. Can you suck the dick? No, I was kidding. I'm going to say not the asshole. No. Mm. No, it's the asshole. Sorry. No, this is weird. Ignoring my husband's request. Yeah, I'm going to say the asshole.
I think the asshole
might be some like respect things I need to like talk about after I read this possibly. So.
Yeah, I'm just going to go asshole. Yeah.
Okay. So. I, 30 female, have a close friend.
Oof.
I, 30 female, have a close friend, 30 female, who's been going through a very contentious divorce since November. It's a very hostile situation, and they are unfortunately still living together. I tried every avenue possible to try and help her get out or force him out, but it's impossible. They have 3 young kids, one of which is my godchild, and it's truly been hard for me to separate myself from the situation because I'm concerned for her and the kids. Not for their physical safety, but emotionally. The police have been there 3 times. The kids witness constant fighting. My friend does not like to be alone anymore. I try to come over about 3 nights a week and either bring dinner and wine or get her and the kids out of the house. Some weekends, I take her kids to give her some space because I think she's so overwhelmed and at a loss that she's becoming depressed. I don't know. It sounds kind of interesting. I don't know. Most of the time when I call, she's in tears and begging me to come. It's horrible to see. On top of that, she has no family in her life. So myself and a few of our friends are her only support system. We take turns being there so she's not really alone. My husband is getting tired of me devoting my time to them. He says that he sees less of me now and I'm not home to make dinner often or spend time relaxing at the house. I understand his perspective and I feel so guilty about that because, of course, he is my priority. I feel like this is a lose-lose situation. People can spill. Because I am needed in 2 places at once. I try explaining to him that this is a seasonal thing and it won't last forever. She needs me right now and I hope he can be understanding. Am I the asshole for giving her a lot of my time and going against his requests? Thank you for your advice. Ooh. Interesting. Now, right off the bat, obviously it's not another guy. So that takes my mind off of the whole honestly, hear me out. I think, and we can go on to y'all next, but yeah. I think there has to be like a boundary or like a timeline. Like I understand like if your friend's going through something, right? And it's okay if you're there for them to a certain point, right? Now, would I make it my goal to be like, oh, I'm going to make sure every day I'm there for her or him and how long, you know, it's the time period too.
Yeah.
I think for me,
Wait, did it say how long they were, this was going on? Or?
No.
She said a couple of months, I think.
Yeah, a couple of months.
I think so. Mm.
I think that is a little bit too much. I mean, it just depends because at the end of the day, like it's not your responsibility to try to make someone's life better, if that makes sense. And I think from experience, I don't mind helping you out, but if I'm trying to do something for you and I'm telling you things and you're not doing anything about it, then I'm gonna be like, okay, well, I try my best. I'm not gonna make it my whole agenda, my whole life to help you out. So I think if the husband is noticing that's taking a while and you're neglecting your priorities at home, then I would be like, hey, like, I understand that this is like going on, but I think you need to spend more time here for not only for us and your family, but for your well-being too, because it's not your job. She's not your child. She's not your, but that's just me though. Tweety, we'll go with you next. All right, great.
We'll cut this right here. No, I like similar to what you said, like there has to be like certain boundary.
Original. No, I was kidding.
I mean, I would have fucking cut me. Wow. But I mean, they made it kind of seem like superficial, like because dinner's not ready when he gets home.
Right.
Or whatever. So if that's literally it, then, you know, it's kind of dumb, but like I said, how can I put this?
But she said that they have other friends.
Yeah.
And their group, and their small group.
But also, like, I understand, like, pulling the kids away from that situation, stuff like that, because obviously I've been through it.
You have? I'm just kidding. Stop that.
I'm like Katara. Like, I always bring it up. You don't know how my mom died. But, not like that. Like, I understand that part, or and giving her like that mental space from away from their own kids, like so she has something less to worry about. But like I said, like you said, like, you can't just devote some to somebody else like your whole time if you're neglecting all the things that are going on, that your own responsibilities. But
yeah. I mean, yeah, like if she's, I don't know, because you have to look at it kind of, I guess, both ways from like the husband's side and her side.
Yeah, but it also kind of seems like this friend is a little needy.
Like, yeah, see, that's the thing too. Like, if because she said they do have other friends, so I mean, if it's like a tight, small friend group, wouldn't shouldn't the other friends kind of help out? You know, because like, I'm assuming that she has a family. I don't know if she doesn't or not, or if it's just like the guy. Or
it said like there wasn't any there, like for her, but.
Well, before we continue, the timeline is, this is posted today, obviously, but since November, so I'm assuming this past November is now March. So let's say November, December, like, January, February, 4 months.
That's
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
That's a lot, to be honest with you. Like, yeah, support your friend, but don't fucking leave your house or leave your husband to,
I think, you know, it's weird, like,
make that your permanent thing or your main focus, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing she might just also work too, but I don't know.
But also just like getting a call and then like going over, like.
Yeah, I mean, you could obviously like talk on the phone.
Yeah.
And if if something is really wrong to work, but the thing is, like, as a friend, and I'm always going to bring this up, I'll help you, but at the same time, if you're not doing anything yourself to get out of the situation, there's like so much I can do. And I could be a patient person, but at the same time, if I'm like constantly doing things for you and trying to help you out, but yet you're not trying to get yourself out of the situation yourself, then I'd be like, okay, well, I can't really be
like just dead weight.
Yeah. Like, because at the end of the day, like, you do have stuff at home going on. You have your husband/wife, whatever, possibly kids, I don't know. Yeah. But like, at the same time, like, you can't always be taking care of her kids too. It's hard because, like, I understand people go through things, but if you want to better yourself and your kids, you need to do better on getting out of that, you know? And there's only so much one person can, or a group of friends can do. Like, it's, I'm going to say that if it was a couple of, like, weeks, maybe, I'd be like, no, you're not the asshole for rejecting his request. But like
5 months.
5 months, I'd be like, okay, girl, like, you need to fucking step back and worry about your life now. Like,
yeah,
because if you're going on 5 months, what makes you say she's not gonna keep going to like 8 months, to a whole year thing? Like, you know, like at one point,
depending on the person, is like, some people just will take advantage of that.
Exactly.
Like, some people need the attention.
It could be that too, that maybe her friend is just like so used to her being there,
right,
that she's not gonna get over what she needs.
She's
to get
not
over.
Gonna grow.
She's becoming too dependent of someone
she's
else.
She's not gonna blossom.
Blossom into the beautiful flower. So when it comes to her being an asshole for requesting the, rejecting, ignoring the request, I'm going to say yes, you are the asshole.
I'm going to say yes, because, I mean, I don't think the husband's asking for too much if he's just asking her to be home more, you know?
Yeah, just remember that we got our own shit.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like,
because he did
a family. Like,
yeah, he said dinner, but he did say you need to come home and relax too. Like, that's something you should be stressing about.
Yeah, it sounds like she may be just stressing more about her friend's situation and not really, you know, like, worry about your friends, but also don't make it your whole
life.
Yeah,
your whole way of living. Oh, for sure.
I'd say like 60%.
Yeah, I mean like, it's not too bad. I'm not saying like she's 100%. You
know, like it's just like, it's not super obvious because obviously like she's doing like something good for trying to do something good for somebody.
Yeah,
right. But you can also be misguided doing
things right
for other people.
Because people, and the thing is too, like, you have to make sure you're doing good for yourself. You know, like, you're not no one's hero. Hero?
Reference?
All right. So, all right. Majority is even with your 60% asshole. All right. All right. Next one. Am I the asshole for telling someone I don't want their opinion on my relationship? I'm going to say no, not the asshole.
No. Oh, yeah.
No, I feel like most people can overstep.
Yeah, because I've told Hero many times before. Hero, you need to comment down below. I said this. I told him at the end of the day, you're dating your partner and your partner dating you, and whatever y'all do together, it's y'all's business. And yeah, you can take advice, you can take opinions, but at the end of the day, like, it's your decision, it's y'all's lives, and that's that. So I don't think people would mind if you gave advice. It's the type of advice you get, if that makes sense. But like, if someone was like, hey, I think your boyfriend's abusive, I see your black eye, and that's something different, right? But if you're like, oh, like, I think your boyfriend, but no, but like,
you look like a fucking Super Smash Bros. Character.
But like, but you know what I mean, though? Oh my god, but you know what I mean, right? Like, if people are like, I think, you know, Hero should be better in bed, like that, then I'll be like, okay, wait a minute. First of all, how do you know?
Like, first of all, he did great.
First of all, I'm still sore from last night, so I don't want to hear anything.
No, my legs kidding. Are still wobbling.
Oh my god.
I haven't walked straight the whole week.
Oh my gosh. All right.
I think he gave me scoliosis.
All right. So, for some context, I am a 23 female. My current partner, Jane, is 26 female. My partner's mother, Anna, is 65. Okay, so a lesbian couple. But I'm not saying to be funny, but I do know that, like, same-sex couples tend to get the most, like, critique. Or not critique, but, like, what's it called? Like, criticize. Well, I guess. But anyways.
I mean, weirdly enough, the gay men are usually better.
What do you mean better? What do you mean those,
like,
men?
As in they have better rates of, like, healthy relationships.
Oh, okay.
Not saying.
No, say it. Get canceled. First Miguel, not you.
It was like the more women you add, like the more.
All right. So I have been dating Jane for just over a year now. Last night, the two of us were in the car with Anna when a country was brought up in the conversation, and I said, I know somebody from that country. Anna asked how I know this person, and I said that we were.
Wait, did we guess?
Oh shit!
We didn't do the guess prediction.
No, we did. Well, oh yeah, no, I said not the asshole.
I said.
Not,
oh right.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. Tweety
does work. I lagged.
All right. So just to go back, I have been dating Jane for just over a year now. Last night, the two of us were in the car with Anna when a country was brought up in a conversation, and I said,
"That's so weird." Just like,
I know somebody from that country. Anna asked how I know this person, and I said that we were in a relationship for a time, but we are not just close friends. Anna laughed and said to me that she needed to know how long I was dating this person so she could decide if it was a real relationship or not. I told her that I don't need or care about her opinion on my past relationships, and that I don't need her to be the judge of which relationships of mine are valid or count.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
She got upset and started acting indignant and accusing me of being rude, but I believe she threw, I know, big words. But I believe she threw the first stone. I was just setting a boundary. I understand people from older generations have different ideas about relationships, but that isn't a pass to be disrespectful. I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's especially ridiculous to me considering I also met her daughter online and we were in an LDR.
What's long that? Distance relationship.
Oh, yeah. For the first several months before moving in together. And she seems to find our relationship plenty valid. On top of this, she said other backhanded or insensitive things to me and I've just gone with it. But I don't want to be a doormat anymore. I've let a lot of people in my life walk all over me, and I've been trying to learn to stand up for myself the past couple of years. I'm wondering if I was a bit too harsh, though. Am I the asshole? So, so basically, it's, she
it's
was
is the current girlfriend that like talking and all that?
No, so Anna was the partner's mom.
Oh, her mom.
Okay. Yeah, so the partner's mom was saying like, "Well, how long have you dated this person in the country, so I can tell you if it counts or not?" And Anna, and then Jane.
Which I mean,
it
depends on how you say that. Like, and it can be like passed off as a joke.
Well, she said,
I can see that, but
yeah, she was. Sorry, and I wasn't talking to them. Like, need her to then, be the though. Judge of which relationships are mine are valid or count. So that's the key word. I think because me personally, I have a timeline to when something counts, right? Mm-hmm. And
like that one time I only had a girlfriend for like 2 weeks.
That counted. No, I was kidding. But
well, she came back for a second, so
Tweety, stop.
It was 3 months after that.
What do you mean came back for seconds, pervert?
Like she wanted me back after that.
Yeah, that's what it was. But no, but for example, like Daria, what if I had told you never mind. Tweety, because you openly joke about like your past relationships, right? That's why I was like, never mind, because I don't think you care.
So I do care to an extent, but at the same time, I see it as it's been long enough. It's been like enough time to where I don't think
it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. And someone makes a joke about it, well, that's fine with me. But I don't know how the other person feels, you know?
Okay. So, for example, like your current fiance, congrats, by the way.
She's a wife, actually.
Oh, wife. Sorry, my bad.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So your wife now.
We weren't invited.
Stop it. Don't answer him. Don't
No. Let's go back.
I did what Captain America did and his wife.
Went back in time.
You went back in time.
No.
Well, she was a baby doll. Oh my god.
No, you know how they just went and off and got married with like nobody knowing, essentially.
Sure.
Like.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, exactly.
You just eloped.
Exactly. Yeah. We just did that. Just, yeah.
Just cause.
Yeah, just cause and too much stress, honestly, to plan a wedding. There might be a wedding, which y'all will be invited to that if there is, like, an actual, like.
You could have gone to CC's afterwards.
Oh, my God. Anyways. So,
Wingstop.
With your wife, how long were y'all together before you proposed?
9 years.
Okay.
Jesus okay, so Christ.
Let's say, dude, let's say over to get here.
No, I just forget that it's been that long.
It's like, been, yeah. Oh my God, dude. Trust me, I get reminded of it all the time.
Regardless, though, how would you feel if people were like, well, I think you should wait 10 years to propose? That's not a valid year to be engaged to someone or married to someone.
See, it's because.
Just kidding. Again.
See, it's because people can say that and that's fine. But at the same time, it's. I've seen where people get engaged or married, like with them being just a couple of years into the relationship, and then sometimes it doesn't work out.
Even,
but the
BYU and like only a couple of weeks and then getting married.
Exactly.
But the point is, like, I'm telling you myself, like, that's not a good amount of time to get married.
Oh, yeah, well,
that's your opinion.
Yeah, exactly. That's your opinion. That's
your opinion.
I'll take the opinion, and I'll be like, okay, cool. Like, thank you for letting me know that, but. It's my decision in the end, not yours.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And when it comes to that, too, it's like, I don't know what relationship the mom and, like, the girlfriend have.
Okay.
But I do agree with her. Like, the mom shouldn't really, you know, get to judge what she thinks a relationship is or, like, to see if it counts as a relationship. Because
also, it's just weird to do in front of your daughter.
Exactly. Like, why are you going to bring that up?
About this?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I just don't think, like, it's... I don't think it's, like, a big deal. But, like Tweety said, it's how she said it. Like, if she could have been like, oh...
Because it's like...
That doesn't count.
How does it count?
That doesn't count, you dumb bitch. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, you're so fucking retarded, girl. The fuck? You know, like, it could have been like that, but... Also, I could have been like, oh, well, that doesn't fucking count. You know, it just really depends on, you can't really like know unless you were there. But based off of this, story though, it seemed like she said it in a way where she was offended. But then again, I don't know, if people get offended in many different ways. So.
Well, it depends on like the tone because.
That don't count, bitch. No, I don't know.
No, like, because some people, like, they have a harsh tone when they speak or say things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it, you know, she could have taken it that way, like, you know.
Oh, she took it, right?
Actually, I don't think she's.
Oh wait, no, never mind. She
nobody is.
The mom could be.
No, like the mom could have said it like in a, like you said,
in an ugly way.
Yeah, in an ugly way to where she took it like as offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it could be just that's how the mom talks or says things. But even then, it's like, what does it matter to you?
How yeah,
I was with that person or anything like that.
Yeah, I think the famous saying goes, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fucking net.
But what about you, Tweety? Okay.
I say like a percentage again. I say like 40% asshole.
I'm going to say.
Because it's like. It kind of sounds like. Well, like we said, it depends on how it was said.
Well, let's reenact it.
I was kidding. Shit. Present your driving.
Yeah, not right.
But, like, in general, yes, like, it's kind of none of our business to be talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what's legitimate and illegitimate about past relationships. But that's for anybody, not just, like, somebody, your current girlfriend's mom or something like that.
Right.
But,
But do you think the mom just brought it up like that just because
I have a hard time
her daughter was there?
Well, I think because they had said that a country was brought up, and then she was like, "Oh, I dated someone from a different country," and their mom was like, "Well, how long did it, you know, go for? Because maybe it didn't count."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like for me personally, like if I was to like quote unquote date someone less than a month, I don't count it dating, right? If I was to be like, "Oh,
well, dated I figured for, like once you're not in the same location, like."
But like it's just like
it's just kind of talking, but and then you can like decide.
Yeah, but like I think to her, I think that she didn't mean it as a mean way. She just meant like, oh well, that didn't really count. Like that was just like a casual thing. Like if it was like a week y'all were dating, quote unquote, I weren't really dating because you don't do anything in a week dating wise. Like you know, like
you're just yeah, it's just like, an introduction.
Yeah, you're like in the prologue right now, you know, and it's just like when then maybe when their mom if she would have said like oh like 2 or 3 months, but oh okay, well I kind of see something that was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but everyone's different, and maybe to the girl I got offended, maybe a week would be a relationship, but it's hard to determine a relationship when you start off long distance. Like not that you're together and then you go apart, but like once you start off at different places like Arizona. Then it'd be kind of like different, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to say because I think you got offended. I think you are the asshole for snapping back. I think you could just been like, play it off.
Yeah, I was going to say that also. It was like, I felt like the reaction to it was a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't harsh. Equal. Right. Like
equilibrium.
To it.
Equilibrium.
I felt like, you know, you might have gotten a little upset, but then just like.
Well, you could have gone offended and be like, okay, like, you don't have to like talk back. And one of my pet peeves, people talking back, like, I don't understand that. But no, you could have just been like, okay, like, whatever. You still could have gone mad and offended, but you could have just been like, all right, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, it was like a too much of a reaction to stop.
Because every reaction has another reaction. I don't know. Well, all right.
You didn't do good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why
go I got a 68. We have physics together.
I had physics with you.
No,
oh, that was chemistry.
No. We had chemistry.
Yeah, so we're in a podcast together. That's kind of cool. But yeah, I want to say you are the asshole for like a little bit, you know, speaking out. And
I don't think she is.
Respect the elders. Well, here's one stamp right here and one stamp over here.
Fuck them elders.
Oh,
I said 40%.
Okay, so then, all right. We'll go with that. Next one. All right. So, am I the asshole for telling someone I don't want? Oh, I just read that one. All right.
Wow.
am I the asshole for yelling at my coworker in front of everyone? No. Ooh. I don't think you're the asshole. I think it was probably well deserved. And you know why? Because I had an asshole coworker myself in my past. So imagine. I say no right now.
I've done it before, so I'm going to say no.
All right. Judy?
I'm going to say not the asshole. I think it's going to be like somebody.
It has to be
like an old lady.
Oh shit.
She just asked me if I wanted cookies. I'm like, bitch.
Bitch, that oatmeal? I don't fucking like oatmeal. Freaking hero likes oatmeal though. Fucking nasty ass.
It's okay.
Ugh. All right.
So, not my favorite.
It's in his prime, that's why.
Mm. Okay, ready?
He's at that retirement age.
It was at a movie theater. Okay. I, Mel, 19, work at a movie theater and have been working there for about 7-ish months now. I'm very fond.
Wait, how old is she?
He is 19.
Damn.
19. Okay.
Canceled.
Dog, you're married. I'm just kidding.
No, but I'm saying, like, damn, like, you're either a manager or something.
Right.
Well, maybe for you.
Oh, yeah, for Dario.
Like, shit, you would have started out as a manager.
So I'm very fond of most of my coworkers, but there's a select few that just get under my skin. I preach, dude. This is about one. This is about one in particular, quote unquote, James Mel 23. Oh my god! Even the name. No, I was kidding.
It's triggering the name.
Nah, James seemed like a cool dude at first. Oh my god! What's my problem,
dude?
But he quickly came
really sounding familiar to me.
Frustrate me, asking me and other coworkers to get things for him when they are closer to him, asking us to help our customers when he's doing nothing on his phone and on call with his friends in front of guests and way more. I could write a whole essay about the things this dude has done.
This sounds like one of my employees, bro. I know, right?
The other day, I was working and closing shift with Ember, quote unquote, while James was doing a mid shift, but he would only leave 2 hours before we did. It was a stressful day already for all of us because things were breaking, misplaced, and done wrong. I was helping out a customer with tickets, and Ember was talking to the managers while making food for an order about 15 feet away. James was just standing there, people were starting up lining for food, and James had just walked away to join Ember's conversation with the managers. More people started lining up for food, and at this point, I was the only person visible behind the counter, still helping with tickets. I began getting frustrated and turned over and yelled, "James, we have a people in line," in a very, you could tell I was very frustrated way. And everyone could most definitely hear, including the managers and customers. He turned around and looked at me in shock. I'm usually not the confrontational type and had only lost my temper on a coworker once before while he wasn't there. He ran over and began helping the people in line. After everyone was helped and the lobby was empty, he decided to take a break, and when he came back, he ignored me and glared at me the whole rest of the shift. I admit I could have asked a bit nicer, but he had already been frustrating me before this ever happened as well. My manager didn't tell me off, and Ember said that James deserved being yelled at, but I do feel a bit bad, so am I the asshole? Hell no, dude.
Nah.
James, you a bitch.
As a person who's worked in fast food, whenever we are fucking busy and you're not doing shit, I'm going to call your ass out multiple times. The fact that you're on your fucking phone not doing anything while we're busy and you want to go walk out. Sorry, you know what? Maybe I'm getting too close to this. But
this one's pretty obvious. Like,
yeah. I don't think he's the asshole. I mean, like he said, he could have said something else. But I get them at the moment. You're time. You're frustrated. You're fucking pissed off. You're trying to get the work done, and if people are going to be ignoring their work, then dude, get the fuck back in over here and do your job. Like, it's
especially
not that hard.
Something that doesn't even need to involve you.
Yeah, like that conversation had nothing to do with it. It was Ember. It was fucking Ember and the managers. Nowhere to say fucking James go over there and fucking talk to them. Like, I don't understand. So I think you're very valid in yelling at someone to get back to work, especially in a rush situation like that.
Dude, yeah.
There's no way, dude. There's no way. So I don't know. This fucking guy.
If she didn't get in trouble with the managers, then obviously she didn't do anything that wrong.
Well, he didn't do anything wrong. So,
oh, yeah.
Come on, dude.
I feel like
Star fucked me up.
I feel like the managers were like, damn, finding someone did it. Yeah, about time.
It was like, but also it should be the managers, like,
yeah,
managers are that
asshole. Yeah,
yeah, should have said something a long time ago.
Yeah, manager should have just been like, Ember, we'll talk in a second. There's busy, and then James, get your fucking ass out there and do something. Like, no, yeah, like for real,
stupid,
for real,
ugly ass bitch.
Yeah, dude, like, no, not the asshole at all. I respect you in every way, and sometimes I wish I could.
And I love you, and I wish you the best. And I hope your pillow's cold.
Yeah, and I hope, bitch. All right, but that was a. I think that hit all of us. We were in fast food, and we get the rush.
What's up with James though? People named James, they're always like that though.
That's my girlfriend's brother.
Oh
wait, you have a girlfriend? Bad.
Yes. Oh, we've been married this whole time.
Oh shit,
Dario.
All right, this one's the next one. I feel like me and Dario can relate to this one because we had roommates, but I mean they weren't that bad. Hero was the worst a little bit, but Hero would poop outside their box.
No.
There was one period of time where me and Dario had completely random strangers as roommates.
Yeah,
and let me tell you right now, this could probably relate to us in a bit.
The only time I had one was in the dorm because the first year.
No, nobody asked what you went through in life. I'm just kidding. Okay.
I had one the first year too. He didn't bother me at all though.
Mine,
it was just awkward.
My
dude,
first
he was
roommate,
asleep all day.
My first roommate,
that was me.
I only had my first roommate for like a year, and then I met Joey. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had back-to-back Joey roommates. I didn't realize that. The one my freshman year and then the summer.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, Joey and then different Joey and then Dario and Grover and Hero. And then Hero abandoned us for because he couldn't pass classes. But he has a degree, so what does it matter? All right.
But you still ended up.
Am I the asshole for being so strict with my new roommates? So
I'm going to say no.
Being strict right with a new roommate? I want to say yes, because this is someone that you're living with that's new and you're barely getting comfortable with certain things. And
I'm going to just... It depends. In my head, it's just gonna be like they're doing some bullshit.
But the way you handle it, like if it's like a continuous all year thing, then no. But like if it's someone new and we talk about it, and it's either if it's fixed, then okay, and you're still being strict, you're kind of an asshole. But if it's not fixed and you have to resort to being strict, then I guess okay, no, you're not. You know what I mean? Like it just depends. But
yeah,
I'm gonna say yes for right now that you are the asshole for being so strict with your new roommate.
I'm gonna say yes. Just because that really depends.
Just because you suck Oscar dick down.
Okay, and?
Just because I lived with an asshole.
You can say my name.
Hero.
All right, so new roommate moved in 2 weeks ago. I didn't choose him. The landlord lady did. Oh, landlord lady. It's not even dorm.
Dude, no.
And chose him because
First of all, you can fucking do that?
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't think so. I think...
No. Okay, anyways, and chose them because she's quite ambitious and doesn't like to have an empty room for more than 1 month. Since he arrived, he asked me whether it was okay if he smoked. I told him there would be no issue with me or the other roommates, were four total, as long as he smoked with at least one window open.
Okay, damn, four total?
Dario, we were like four too.
Well, no.
No, we were five with heroes, bitch ass.
You're four and a half.
Illegally, by the way.
Four and a half. Two and a half.
No, it's four. It's five because Hero's one half, Pepper's the other half. So it worked out.
It covers it.
But he's a bigger pussy.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Anyways, a couple of days ago, I saw him smoking with all the windows closed, and the apartment was full of dense smoke. So I calmly asked him.
I would just say, like, go outside completely. Like,
yeah.
Okay. If none of us smoke.
So I calmly asked him to not do it again because the landlord doesn't like it, which is true, nor I like breathing in the cancerous smoke. Then today when I woke up, I realized the apartment has begun to stink like tobacco, and so I saw him smoking with his mother. The lady is just as charming as the sun in the kitchen with no open window whatsoever. As I was angered by this, I just rushed in, opened one window, and stormed out of the room. I think they got mad at me after that. Am I the asshole or are they? Thank you.
They're the assholes, to be honest with you, because he clearly told them in the beginning, we don't mind as long as you open a window.
She told them in the beginning.
Oh, she told them. My bad.
Come on, Dario.
I keep getting
these. Keep tracking. You get him a notepad.
I know, so right?
You can like, write all this shit
No, but I don't think she's the asshole. I mean,
no.
I mean, she gave him a fair warning.
I think... I think she is perfectly in the right, because there was three instances now where she had clearly told him that if you're gonna smoke, I don't mind if you smoke, dog. Like, I don't know why I said that. Snoop Dogg?
You don't have to.
Hey, stop. I don't mind you smoking here, dude, but just like as long as at least one window is open.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Or she could have been like, go outside, like Tweety said, but the fact that she told you three times, and then the third time you're with your mother in the kitchen smoking with no windows, I'll be mad too. I'm like, bro, it's one simple request, dude. Like,
it's not that hard.
Like,
it's,
yeah.
And then second of all, it's like against the landlord's rules. Or whatever, yeah. But
see, that was gonna be my question.
That's even another thing.
Yeah, did the landlord even like put it in their contract or mention anything?
Well, they're supposed to legally if you're a smoker or not.
That yeah. That's,
in general, so, if they are gonna give you a random roommate, they will. I would like to think that will consider your preferences.
Put
no smoking or whatever.
Put the cancer sticks together.
Yeah. So I mean, I think you are perfectly fine and you're not the asshole, because I would get pissed off too if people were smoking in that after I specifically asked them to put at least one window up. Like, bruh.
It's not that hard. Do one thing.
Yep.
Just open the window. That's it.
A common courtesy thing.
You're a common courtesy.
All right. Yeah.
All right. That one ended up being simple, I thought. Next one. Okay. Am I the asshole for being upset about my boyfriend's close friendship with his female best friend? Ooh. Heyo. So a lot of things come to mind. I think you.
Wait, say it again.
Oh my freaking God. Am I the asshole for kicking out Tweety of the pocket? No, oh my God. No, am I the asshole for being upset about my boyfriend's close friendship with his female best friend?
Mm.
Here's what I think. I think if you're in a relationship, whether it's dating, whether it's engaged, whether it's marriage, whether it's whatever people do nowadays, I think
just get together, that's it.
I think you should never ever, like, realistically, you should never ever have a best friend of the opposite sex, because your partner should be your best friend. Hmm. No?
I mean,
you're Jackie not your best friend?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Wow.
No. He hesitated.
Like, it's different to have good friends that are girls, like close friends. No, not close friends. Oh, yeah, close friends. But like to be like, oh, this is my best friend of all time while you're like dating someone.
I mean, yeah, that. I mean, but also, what if like they've been best friends since like they were little?
Well, then they're childhood friends, not best friends.
But they've been really close friends since they were little, though.
Who are we talking about, Dario? Who are we talking about?
We're not talking about anybody. I'm just saying.
Really? How'd that come up in the example?
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Why are you stuttering?
Okay. Why have a boner? I was going to imagine.
Why do I have one?
Stop. You?
No, I think it's a toss-up. But like you said, I mean, to describe somebody else as a best friend.
Well, okay. So, I mean, question. Do you have a girl best friend?
No.
Do you have a girl best friend?
Not really.
Okay, so then what the fuck is the problem? Hero has like, I don't think he believes in having a girl best friend.
I call them.
In the comments below. No,
I'm just saying because I called them amor by accident.
Oh, nice. Hero?
Yeah.
Oh.
You remember that?
You don't call me that?
Next topic.
All right. But
I think I called both of y'all boo one time.
Boo thing?
Yeah. No, I texted Hero one time, like when we were at the stations.
Mm-hmm.
I texted him on accident. I was like, yeah, mi amor.
Oh, but you were texting Jackie.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, mi amor. And then he was like, he like screenshotted it. And he hasn't let it go yet.
But yeah,
he was all kicking his feet when he walked back in.
He's laying on the couch.
I don't mind if people have like close friends of the opposite sex, because like Darla said, like childhood friends, like me and Tweety. But like just to be like, it depends, because if you're like with someone and you're like,
but do you like, think having a best friend status makes it more intimate?
I think opposite sex. Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
There's the opposite sex.
Stop. Yeah, because I think there has to be like something going on there. And if it's not like attraction, it's influential as well. Ooh. Like that could a girl best friend could easily like interfere sabotage with the relationship. No, yeah. For example, like if you and your girlfriend are arguing, who are you gonna go to? Right? If you have a girl best friend. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a good point.
And then if you and your girlfriend don't agree on something and you ask your girl best friend and she says something, are you going to go with your girlfriend or your girl best friend?
Ooh.
Am I right, people? I'm not saying like it's like a thing that people do, but I'm saying like I've heard and seen experiences that are like I've seen that happen where people are dating and then yet they have a guy best friend or girl best friend and they are heavily influenced by their best friend over their partner. And I don't think that's healthy. But if you set boundaries and you set like things like separate from y'all and then y'all's relationship, then maybe it could work. But I think overall, like it's very like dependent. But I think
I agree. It's probably like a recipe for a disaster. Mm-hmm. Like it's probably not a good thing. But
yeah, because the last thing you want is to like cause like a fallout with your girlfriend because of your best friend.
That's true.
You know? So I'm going to say if what was it again? I already know, went on tangent. Oh, being upset about my boyfriend's close friendship with his family. I'm gonna say you're valid for being upset. I don't think you're the asshole. So as of right now, but let's go ahead. I would say
you're not. But we'll see.
All right, this is 4 pages long. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
Okay, I 25 female.
You know what? We don't really care that much. No,
have been dating my boyfriend Mike, 27 male, for a year now.
21 and
27? Oh, distant. I mean, the relationship, like, timeline could matter, too, actually. We'll see.
Dude, his name's Mike, though. That's a red flag.
We have a great relationship and I love him. However, there's one issue that has been bothering me. His close friendship with his female best friend, Emma, 26 female. So she's older than the girlfriend currently, the friend, the best friend. Mike and Emma have been friends since childhood.
Security, but
look right here. Look, Mike and Emma have been friends since childhood. Ooh. And they're extremely close. They talk it's almost over. Every day, hang out often, and share many inside jokes. I tried to be understanding and accepting of their friendship, but recently I've become increasingly uncomfortable with how intimate their connection seems to be. For example, they often have movie nights together, just the two of them. And Mike will cook her favorite meals. That's kind of sus.
Emma,
basically another girl. Look,
Emma also frequently calls or texts him late at night to talk about her problems. And Mike always seems to prioritize her needs over mine.
There
it is. There's the line being crossed right there. There's no boundaries.
One time,
she even asked him to accompany her to a wedding as her plus one. Because she didn't want to go alone, and Mike agreed without even discussing it with me. Another one. That is a bad one. Sir. You're giving us a bad name.
Pay attention, Mike.
I tried to express my concerns to Mike, but he insists that they're just friends and that I have nothing to worry about. He tells me that Emma is like a sister to him and that I should trust him. Still, I can't help but feel hurt and insecure about their relationship. A few days ago, I reached my breaking point when Emma called Mike while we were on a date. No, sir. Ignore the phone call or call back later. And he even spent over an hour on the phone with her while on the date. I got upset and told him that I felt disrespected and that he should establish some boundaries with Emma. He accused me of being jealous and controlling, and we've been arguing about it ever since. Am I the asshole for feeling threatened by my boyfriend's close friendship with his female best friend and wanting him to set boundaries? Or am I overreacting and should just accept their friendship as it is? No, you're not the asshole. Heck no.
Her feelings are valid.
Mike is doing everything completely wrong. I'm on this girl's side. Team girl. No, I was kidding. But that, like I said in the beginning, there has to be boundaries.
Yeah.
And you can't go, like, I don't care. Like, it would piss me off, right? If my girlfriend was to do that, I'd be like, well, wait a minute. You know, but the thing is.
Am I a joke to you?
What am I? But my thing is, I don't mind hanging out, but in a group. Not solo, not by ourselves. Movie nights, you can go, if I'm not there, in a group. Never, like, I don't care if, like, y'all are besties. Like, no.
Oscar's girlfriend reading this. I know, right?
But like she said, she obviously asked him to have some boundaries, which he completely ignored, or I think it's falsified to have those feelings. And I just think that if you are... At this point, he's like spending more time with the girl, the best friend, than the girlfriend.
At this point, he might as well just date her already. Right? Honestly, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like a relationship.
Emma just wants like a free boyfriend.
No
strings attached.
No strings attached. Friend with benefits. You know, like
I'm just saying, like he's doing all these boyfriend duties, like for her.
Yeah.
For what?
And if they were, in my opinion, if your best friend, quote unquote, wants to have a movie night. My girlfriend would be there too.
Yeah, why wouldn't
my girlfriend would be there too? Now the wedding, the plus one thing. If you have discussed it with her, which he didn't, maybe it would have been okay. Maybe, but since you were like, yes, without even discussing it with your partner, like that's kind of like fucked up, in my opinion.
It's also kind of sus, honestly.
And then you cook her dinner, but not your girlfriend.
Oh, that was
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think that's a good.
Wear the Netflix and chill with the girlfriend.
Yeah, I think that this guy has like so many things that he needs to figure out. And if he wants to be with the best friend, or if he's satisfied with the best friend, then don't be dating someone else. If y'all are happy to be in that little, that's more of a friend. That's more than a friendship.
Yeah,
there's no way.
It sounds like more. But did she say anything about him? Like when she brought it up or anything like that, she didn't, right?
She just said she was overreacting. She was being jealous.
See, I think that Mike and her need to sit down and have a conversation.
Oh, all right.
This boy.
And have like a serious conversation about it, because there's no way Like, that's nothing more than just a friendship.
Right.
You know? It sounds like it's much, much more than just a friendship.
Sexy time. Yeah, I mean, and like I said, like, if she was really your best friend, she would understand that you have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
And she would be okay with boundaries if she was just your best friend. If the boyfriend sets boundaries with the friend and she gets offended or hurt, obviously she likes him.
Yeah.
That's obviously
yeah.
they're going on right there. So, but
it's also like, if she should understand, like, hey, like, oh, he's in a relationship, I'm going to give it space, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, she should be the one that to be doing it, not, you know, like the guy too, but her as well. Like, you know, she should talk to him and be like, hey, like, you're in a relationship, I don't want her, you know?
Because if it was just like a friendship, you wouldn't need somebody that much.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, honestly, like, with me and Oscar, it's not like we hang out with each other, like, or prioritize each other over.
Yeah,
we don't do that now.
He puts his girlfriend over me all the time, especially on the weekends. Especially on the weekends, I'm just like,
why wouldn't you expect you to, anyways?
No, like, no, it's okay. I get it. I'm not even worried about it.
Would you do the same though?
What?
Like, if your girlfriend was here, would you prioritize her over him?
I think
I'm not saying like it's bad,
no,
but
you
I'm
are.
Just saying no, but I'm just saying like, like, I think, is it bad or like would you do the same thing?
I think in the beginning, because right now we're long distance, right? But mm-hmm. we didn't start off that way. Let me just rephrase it, because we were talking about earlier. If she was to first come over here in the beginning, it would be like her prioritized, because one, I haven't seen her or I haven't been with her forever. But my girlfriend's the kind of person that she loves having a group of friends. And she loves having the idea of hanging out with people. Mm-hmm. So she would obviously love to, like, always, and even she's barely here in the beginning, she'll want to be with like Tweety and Hero and Jim Money and hopefully Hero's girlfriend. So, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to where my girlfriend wants not only alone time with me, but she's okay with including my friends.
Okay.
And we established that, like,
that we were first.
and she has
Tweety comes first.
She would have her friends and I'd be like, you go hang out with your friends. You have your time too.
I literally had 20 years.
And then in Kingsville, when I wanted to hang out with Fred or whatever, she would let me, you know? So I think I wouldn't say I would prioritize her over everybody else, but I think in the beginning, because of the situation, I would. But she'll easily go into be like, okay, like, you can bring your friends.
So it'd be kind of like a smooth transition, you can say.
Right, I think so. Unlike Tweety, he wouldn't, like, never think of me.
Like, yeah.
Bitch, I'm just saying.
No, he said it.
Like, y'all would have
understanding. I'm not going to fucking leave a date or whatever to go.
Well, if I was fucking dying, you won't leave your date?
Okay, if you're dying, that's a different thing.
First of all, fun fact, I was in a car accident and I called Tweety for help and he ignored my fucking phone call. Why? On a date with his girlfriend. So prioritizing. Where was I called you twice and I was like,
Hero was fucking knocked out.
Hero was basically dead and I was just like freaking out with adrenaline, and I was calling Tweety like, Tweety, answer please. You have reached the voicemail box of fat ass. I'm like, oh my God, this freaking guy. And then after I'm home, hey, I missed your call. What happened? I'm like, oh, you know, you're sitting in my room. You know, I just almost died, but whatever. So that's how I know he prioritized his girlfriend over me. Man, it happens.
I don't remember what I was doing that night.
You're probably fucking your girlfriend.
No, imagine my God.
He's got all mad right now. No, but I understand that, like, he has his dates and he has his thing going on.
Yeah.
And I told Hero too, like, I understand that, like, in the weekdays is more common for us to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the weekend, just you and your girlfriend. Like, I get that. Is it sad sometimes? Yeah, because I'm by myself. But whatever, it's cool. But, like, there's times where,
it's you're always asking, like, permission. Like, oh, like, what are y'all doing today? Like,
no, you're not, like, I'm just kidding,
certain things or whatever.
Yeah. Because there's times where, like, I go to the gym and then, like, I'll call and be like, hey, like, what are you doing? Have you eaten yet? Or eaten yet? And I'll be like, I want to go eat, or they have, eaten or whatever. But anyway, we're getting off topic. So the point is
not the asshole.
Yeah, not the asshole.
Nah, not the asshole.
Am I the asshole for getting sent home from work? Now, there's two things I can think of that you're either so insubordinate that you didn't want to go to.
You're James.
Yeah, you're James. All right. Can you imagine? Bro. I work at a movie theater and I got yelled at. To not help. Oh my God.
Is James POV?
But I don't get, am I the asshole for getting sent home from work? Somebody probably like was like smart ass or like talking back,
trying to be like being racist,
trying to be like trying to be woke
on accident in front of your boss. It's cool with your coworkers, but
not with their boss.
What are you doing in front of your boss? That's it.
Am I the after getting sent home from work? I'm gonna say probably yeah. You probably said something that you should have said, or you did something that you should have done. So I'm gonna say yes, the asshole.
I'm gonna say yes as well.
All right, 2-2.
I go against.
Against. All right.
Yeah. Testing out that muffler, dude.
Oh, that was really funny, dude. Imagine. All right. So I, 22, male, work at an upscale restaurant as a server. I've been here for years now, and it helps pay for my life, school, rent, etc. I've grown pretty close with a lot of people there, one of which is my bestie, 34, female. Didn't go over this.
Oh, my again. God. Your bestie.
Right there, dude. Right there.
She's not
you should have been sent home.
She's now my manager, and it's been really cool. But there have been times where I needed to recognize my position as her employee. Kind of awkward, but I get it. So maybe you're being a little too bestie with your boss right there. I'm going through some health issues where I needed to quit vaping and smoking weed, as you should.
I think those are the health issues.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're handsome. It's been difficult, but I've made it to my 10th day. My manager is sober and has been for a long time. And we have had deep discussions about life, being sober, etc.
Before, he's been sober for 10 days and he's having deep conversations about it.
Deep. Anyways, before I decided to quit, I made sure to discuss this with her so my manager would be aware and I could have support from my friend. She ended up putting me on the schedule this weekend. Okay. I worked the first night and it was relatively okay, but I had several panic attacks throughout the night because of withdrawals. The second shift of the weekend rolled around and I was not feeling it. I've been having difficulty eating and sleeping as a result of quitting weed, and my body is at war with itself.
Just say that you're a bitch.
I expressed this to the manager before work, who asked if I could pull it together for the shift. I said, sure, I'd try. I was very stressed about work, which led me to being unable to keep food down. I got to work, expressed my feelings, and we decided it would be okay for me to run food instead of waiting on tables. She also mentioned that she doesn't like this version of me. I don't either, but I need to go through this to be healthy in the long run. Okay.
She's like throwing up while he's carrying the
So I got to work and I was very emotional because I was physically and mentally unwell. I talked to some coworkers who said I should just talk to my manager and ask to go home, and that my health is important and she should understand. I'm a people pleaser, so this isn't easy for me. One of the things that needed to be done this evening was try new food / drink items that were going on to be in the menu. I opted not to taste the wines because I'm kind of on this sober journey, or the food because I couldn't keep anything down at the moment. I sat, took notes, looked at the food, and listened to what my coworkers had to say about the flavors, etc. I told my manager I would not be drinking wine when she was about to pour me a taste, at which point she aggressively whisked the wine glass away from me loudly and blank. I didn't taste the food and no, nothing there. I didn't taste the food, and when offered, I effectively declined because I just throw it up in 20 minutes. At that point, my manager decided to yell at me in front of the entire staff and told me to just go home. There I was, sacrificing my health to be at work, barely able to stand on my own 2 feet, and I felt like that was not a good reaction on her end. Obviously, I'm in a withdrawal, so I'm not feeling 100%, nor am I acting entirely like myself. Am I the asshole in the situation?
I see a mix.
Yeah,
like I mean 60% asshole, but being like a little bitch mostly.
I think
for the last part, the boss wasn't like doing much.
I've worked in places, even though it's just two workplaces I've been in before. that
I've worked all two places.
I've experienced people that have had health issues, and I've seen people give up right away, and I've seen people like genuinely work through it until they couldn't really. So from what this guy is saying, I think he is letting it get to him too much, but I can't say anything because I don't know what withdrawal like feels like or what it is.
Yeah, but that's why also why you don't do that shit to begin with, so
right. And
that is a good point.
To me, If I was the manager in a situation, I would find it to be kind of like excessive in a sense of like, maybe you're doing, maybe you can deal with this without seeking attention. If that makes, I think in this situation, he made it clear like what he was going through. Right. And I think in the beginning, like, okay, we understand your situation. Like, that's fine. Deal with it with however you want to deal with it. But when it becomes your excuse for every little thing or every single time, I think, well, at the end of the day, like, this especially is something that you need just, to deal like, with.
Always calling off every shift. Right. Or whatever. Like,
and well, you go. No, you go.
Well, no, it does sound like he mentioned it to, you know, get support from them or yeah. whatever. But at the same time,
it's like, dude, just take time off. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, but
obviously, you're not going to get paid, but.
Well, you know, that's the thing, too. What if he has, saying, like, PTO or something like that? He
can yeah, use that's it. Assuming, like, he doesn't get anything.
Exactly. But
it's like people who can work could be there. Maybe you're taking up a slot.
Like, I mean, that's
to
go true. Home
early, and then everybody has to like
pick up. Yeah, pick up.
Assuming they can't just like add somebody else real quick, but then if somebody else is requested off that week that you're having your withdrawals or whatever, then they have to, if they want to, they have to go
and work your shift
out of their way to work your shift.
Yeah, and I think this is a situation where.
Better planning would have.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You need to plan this better. And I'm not saying this is something easy to go through. I get it. But at the same time, it's like you need to figure out a way to not only get over this on your own, but you need to do it in a way where it's not affecting everybody else.
Yeah.
Like you have to keep it separate. And just because your bestie is not your manager, like she's not going to go easy on you. Like she's still your friend.
She shouldn't.
And she said, like, but you, she has to main, she has a bigger role now. So obviously she has to like worry about this stuff. And if you're in her way, sounds kind of fucked up when I say that, then she's going to obviously be like, well, it's better for me and for the company and the restaurant for you to go home instead of being here and being like dead weight. And that sounds fucked up. But I mean, it's just like,
I mean, this is the truth.
You know, like I just don't think like if you're going to be over here like throwing up and you're not going to be able to work, you're going to be sitting there wasting company time, labor.
Not even doing like your position.
Right. Because... Then you shouldn't be here. Like, just go home. And if you need time, figure it out. Like if you do happen to have PTO, it sucks to use it for this instance, but you're going to have to use it until you're back on your feet and able to work through this. So am I the asshole for being sent home? I'm going to say... I'm not saying you're a fucking douchebag, but I think you could have done better. So I want to kind of agree with you, like partial.
I think
partial
also. 70.
I'm going to go with like 69. 70, 30. I was kidding.
No, I mean, what you said, like he could have planned it better to, you know, have it worked out in a different way. Mm-hmm. But it does sound like he's just using it as an excuse.
Right.
Well, from what, you know, we read, it does sound like that. But, you know, who knows?
The only thing I agree is like the whole part with the wine thing, like. Like, shouldn't have done that, but...
Right. He did avoid the wine and the food because he knew how he felt. Yeah. But, I mean...
What she should have done was, like, automatically just assume he didn't want to drink. Like, I wouldn't have poured him one anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
But I get, like, that's kind of part of the thing. Like, a waiter or waitress needs to know, like, their menu.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know what he's trying to do...
Right,
accomplished it.
But if your restaurant where you work at is serving alcohol like that, maybe you should have time away because then you're always around it and it makes it harder on you.
Well, he didn't mention or
no
he alcohol. Was it's just like tobacco.
Well,
he's
saying, well, it's mainly weed and tobacco, but he said that he didn't want to drink the wine because of the whole sober thing. Like,
well, see, if he's withdrawing from both, they are there's patches that you can use
like,
to help
ease it.
Yeah, to help, like, especially with nicotine, there's, like, nicotine patches that you can use to help you out. So, I mean, it would have been smart for him to use that, you know, to try and, like, you know, just slowly kind of get it down, I guess you can say, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the weed, you probably would have to go, like, cold turkey, basically.
Not warm turkey.
Cold turkey, but
oven roasted.
But the tobacco, there's definitely like other ways you can go about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, if you do go cold turkey with the tobacco, then I mean,
you have to be prepared for the.
Yeah, because I mean, there's people that I've seen
even done with it. Fucking caffeine. It's like people have those.
We're symptoms. Trying to say.
I'm just saying.
Why can I mean when you say caffeine though?
I'm just looking at you in general. because the sunlight is like what
my or at the Zuko smile. Okay, well, yeah, I say partial asshole, you know, it,
just a slight,
a little bit, like,
yeah,
you could a little bit too much garlic on there, but whatever, it's fine.
Do better.
do better. This will be the last one that we do for today. I think we've had so much fun with these fucking James and Mike, dude. I swear. Now
James, Mike, step it up.
Am I the asshole for walking out of Applebee's without paying my bill? First of all, why do you even go to Applebee's? Like, Applebee's is so, like, I've been there 3 times because I have a 3-time rule. And all the time,
I have a 1-time rule, my guy.
All 3 times. Well, even no, because don't say that on the camera. No, I long story short, 2 out of 3, it's a good one. If not, then whatever. But anyways, why do you go to Applebee's? Like,
when Chili's exists?
I've never been to Applebee's, so
yeah, I think you're finally missing out on Applebee's.
I've eaten one time. One or maybe time? Twice.
I was kidding. I imagine
one time. I was like, "Well, no, you're eating somewhere else." no, we've gone like a few times for the dollar margaritas. Was it these?
Oh, so we're going this Wednesday. So no, I was kidding.
NG Applebee's.
Since it's Applebee's, I'm gonna say that you're not the asshole. Because why would you even pay for that shit in the first place?
Obviously,
we'll see how it goes. But
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what is your rule on that? Like, what would it take for y'all to like
dine and dash?
Yeah.
Dine and dash.
Ooh. My food has to be like.
I would treat that differently because it's like you're purposely like trying not to pay. So,
if I get a fucking dish that tastes like fucking ass, to the point where like if I eat someone's ass tastes better than the fucking food at Applebee's, like I will fucking leave. Like. Mm.
My thing is just like the wait time, honestly.
But you're not really paying. Oh, like, I don't, okay,
don't you mean? So yeah, like you don't even get your food.
Like
you're
just bad like, service. Nah,
yeah, because
I'm outie.
I had this happen to me recently. I was in San Antonio.
In Bandcamp?
No, I was in San Antonio and we went to this.
Hanging out with Joey.
I went to. Shout out, Joey. I know, I went to this restaurant and it was like mainly for brunch or whatever.
Ooh, brunch.
So I got on like, cause I always do this. If there's a wait list, I'll get on there before I get there. Cause I don't want to fucking wait, you preach. Know? And like, if I'm there to eat, like, you know, like I know y'all are backed up, whatever, you know, but still kind of speed it up. I waited for about 2 hours.
Dario, what the God fuck, damn. Dude? I would have not
two
done that.
Fucking hours. No.
I don't even want to wait 10 minutes for my fucking table, bitch. Hold like on. The fuck? Hold on. No.
No, no, no. I wasn't even sitting down.
Yeah, exactly.
I was still waiting to get a table. It was about 2 hours.
I wouldn't have waited long. There's no way.
No, no, no.
The I would have asked. No, no, like more than 30 minutes.
No, see, dead ass, dude. Dead ass. Dario.
No,
you're
no.
pissing me off right now, dude. Why would you wait 2 fucking hours?
Dude, hold on. So,
you could have got married in 2 hours, bro. Like, oh my God. No,
when I joined the waiting list on Google or whatever.
Okay.
It said I was.
First of all, red flag if somebody has a fucking Google waiting list. Bullshit.
Oh, yes. Bubba's had one there pretty well.
Bubba's is pretty good on that though. Oh. And Pluckers too.
Yeah, Pluckers is good with that. Yeah,
I've never had to wait though.
Yeah, well, shut the fuck up right now.
Well, no, so on Google, it said I was like the 10th person in line.
Okay, well, so obviously not. No.
Dude, I get there and I'm like, oh, like I'm checking in, like whatever, you know? And they tell me, okay, yeah, we'll have your table ready. And I'm like, it's packed, like fucking packed. And I'm like, God damn.
That so was my sign to fucking leave. And right then and there.
Dude, well, I was the 10th person in line. Bro, so I was like,
I wouldn't care if I was the fucking next person in line, bro. Like, I fucking packed that shit.
Dude, so I was like, there's no way that it's going to be this bad.
You're getting me mad. You're getting me really mad right now. Keep going.
Dude, it was 2 hours of wait. And when I got the food, the waiter took so fucking long to even take us our fucking drinks. And he for forgot
water.
No, no, he forgot what the fuck we ordered, so it he had to ask us twice. And then on top of that, we got the food.
Disrespectful.
Dude, we got the food, and it was just fucking mid. Like it wasn't even good. Like it wasn't even that good. But when I looked at the reviews and shit, everybody was like, "Oh, it's glazing so good. It. It's this and that, this and that." And I'm like, "Okay, cool." I wanted to try it just because of the reviews.
Okay. Well, you waited for 2 hours.
So exactly. I waited 2 hours for fucking mid-ass food that wasn't even that good. Like, it wasn't that. I could have made it at home and it would have been better.
And you wouldn't have, waited till I was at home either, dog. So that's the problem.
What was it?
What was it? It was like chilaquiles. Oh my God.
Literally Mexican, dog. You could have made that at home, dude.
Dude, no, hold on. And then I got like a BLT, whatever, because I was going to take it to go. Because I was coming back. We're coming back from San Antonio.
You waited 2 hours for a BLT at Oreo. You could have bought that at fucking...
literally four
you could have bought that at fucking HEB and not even wait like 10 minutes for the fucking line to check out, bro. Like, seriously.
No, so...
I'm not letting this go, Dario. You can't say anything to make your point valid. There's no way.
I'm not trying to make my point valid. I'm just saying, like...
I'm saying that you made a fucking mistake that you waited 2 hours.
Exactly. Anyways. And I learned from my mistakes. Anyways. I'm not going back to that fucking place. If you ever see that place pop up on your fucking Google thing whenever you're in San Antonio, just don't go.
Shut the location, right?
Dude, don't fucking go. Like, 2 hours. Bro. Two like, fucking seriously. Hours.
And he orders some basic ass shit.
I didn't want to wait at home.
I was pissed that I waited 2 hours.
I'm pissed for you right now, darling. I was in the past, bro. Like,
I'm still mad at it. Okay?
We could not go out to eat together because if you accept 2 hour wait, Dario, I'm leaving your ass, Dario. There's no way.
My max, it's literally 30 minutes.
Your max is 2 hours, Dario. Your max is literally your real max is 2 hours. Literally 2 hours for mid ass fucking food, Dario. Literally 2 hours, bro.
I joined the waiting list on Google, okay?
Anyways, so this bitch left Applebee's. Let's see why she fucking left Applebee's. To start off with a bit of backstory about 2 hour waits. I'm just kidding. But a backstory about myself. Chilaquiles. With the type of situations, I have never dined and dashed. I had gone to another store, and when I went to pay for my order, they not only charged me for our food, but also for someone else's meal. I had to jump through hoops to get refunded for the other person's meal, so I'm wary when a business is being weird about payment. Okay, so that's another, like, that's a sign that's that.
Sussy.
Today, my
struggling, dude.
Well, they didn't wait 2 hours. Today, my wife and I went to Applebee's with a friend. We walk in and are greeted with reasonable time and brought to a table and told that someone will be right out.
What's reasonable time?
Less than 2 hours. Fast forward to the end of the meal when I'm sending my card back for payment. Our waiter comes back and says, "Oh, we are having issues with our card reader. Can you pay cash?" I chuckled and said, "No, all I got is my card." Dude. So he goes back to find a manager. A supervisor came out with a piece of blank paper and pen and tells me that I need to write down all of my card information.
It's okay.
Wait, look. A supervisor came out with a piece of blank paper and pen and tells me that I need to write down all of my card information and they would charge me for the total in a few days.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. No.
It's weird to do, but they can like input that information.
No, I've been like, no.
This see, man, you can, but no, fuck
I
that.
Been, I would have been a but Karen, low-key. I would have been a Karen.
Thing? Nah.
No. My card. It would be valid to be a Karen here. I'm not going to lie. This but meant my card info.
If the card reader's fucked up, that doesn't mean he can't process.
I don't know.
You can input it manually.
Preach.
I get that part, but to say, like, we're going to do it in a few days. Like,
no. That would have been just an instant no.
Anyways, this meant my card info was going to be just floating around Applebee's. For who knows how long. I was not comfortable with this. She walks away and we all agree that I'm not going to do that. None of us felt comfortable with that. So we tell her, I ain't doing that. I ain't. She was obviously texting. Sorry, but I want an actual manager.
Shout out,
minutes go by and no one comes to our table. I already said this is BS and we should go. But they both said we should wait. So finally, a manager and his posse come out, and one of them asked if we had been told the card system was down before we got seated. We said no. No one told us anything about that, and come to find out, their system has been down all day. Mind you, my waiter took my card to the back to run it, but if it was down all day, why would he do that? So before we start discussing options, the head manager, a large set man, sat next to our friend, a skinny woman, effectively blocking her in the booth. He basically starts demanding we write it down, and I said, again, not comfortable doing that. Suggested I sell him the money to his personal account. Absolutely not. Suggests one of us go to the mall and find an ATM while the other two sit and wait. No, I would have to pay an ATM fee, and we had places to be. At this point, I'm pretty irritated that, and I said,
I mean, that's what I would have done.
This is on you, I'm not us. If we had been told the car system was down prior to being seated, then we would have ate somewhere else. Thank you. They agreed to that. They agreed to that. So I then said, so I'll tell you what, we will leave the leftovers, but we are leaving. He looked at me dead in the face and said, okay. So I got up and left. Once in the car, I realized they hadn't followed. So I went back in to find out the manager is still sitting there and not letting them get up until one of them writes down their information. So I gave mine and he leaves. Found out when I left, he was accusing me of being drunk to the girls. I was the driver and I had one beer. I wasn't even close to drunk. After an hour, about an hour later, they called and left a voicemail saying we need to come back. Am I the asshole? No. First of all, Applebee's, what the fuck, dude? Like, why would, if your car, she had made a valid point. If your car system is down, from the get-go, be like, hey, like, our system is down. We can't accept card. Can you pay cash? No? No? All right, I'm on my way. Simple fix. Easy to fix. But the
even
fact,
if the guy is like, he just started or he started his shift or whatever, that's the fucking manager's job.
Yeah, the manager should be in the front telling every customer exactly the problem, the situation.
If you're not going to put a sign up.
Exactly. And then, first of all, how I would never, ever give someone on paper and pen my personal card information. I don't care what it is. The Zelle thing is bizarre. Like, I wouldn't even give, I don't know. It's, the whole thing seems
fishy. Doesn't even make any sense.
The manager, why am I going to send you Zelle if you, like, you're going to, how am I going to guarantee you're going to pay that anyways towards the food? How I know you're going to just keep it and then come find me later and complain that I didn't pay my fucking food?
See, what if, like, he would have kept that, but, you know, he doesn't even have to ring it up. They can just blank it out.
Yep.
They can just put cancel and it's money for him.
Not the company. Because
I've done that before when I worked at Pizza.
Dario.
Let me talk.
You waited 2 hours to do that?
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
No, like this customer, her card wasn't like reading or whatever on the thing.
Right.
So she was like, is there like, can I pay cash, this and that? And I was like, well, if you have cash, yeah. And then she offered to pay a check, but we don't take checks. So I told her I can only take cash. She said she didn't have cash and she asked me for like an ATM.
Then why would you ask him to take cash?
You don't have cash?
Exactly. And she asked me for an ATM and I'm like, oh, well, I was like, I think there's an ATM either like down at Kroger's or next door at Dollar Tree. And I told her, I'm like, you can go to Dollar Tree and get cash back if that's what you want
to
pay.
But she pay a fee.
Yeah, but she didn't want to buy something to get cash back. So she was like, what if I just send you the money and like you pay it yourself? And I was like, if you want, like, sure. So she,
Dario,
so she sent me money. No, see, but the thing was,
I'm looking.
When she did send me the money, I went ahead and paid it in front of her. And then I gave her a receipt for it too.
What a good boy.
So it wasn't like, I'm just going to keep the money. But there is that, you know, like you said, the manager can just not really, you know, take the money and not charge anything because you are able to just cancel the food or cancel the order to where like the system's not really going to pick it up, you know?
Okay.
There's going to be a question about it, but you can simply say like it was canceled or the people left, whatever. Okay. You know?
Yeah. I see it. I'm looking.
But no, I think she, there's a valid point of her just fucking leaving.
Yeah. I would have left too. The fuck? I would have been like, glock glock bitch and then give me that, and then I would fucking left. Oh, I said that because the camera. Oh yeah. I don't know. I think the whole situation was weird. The manager and his posse, quote unquote, coming after you like that.
Root and doing.
Yeah, I mean honestly, like if it was such a big deal, like if you really had to get something at this point though, like if there was like no way of me leaving, like they call the cops or whatever, there's I will keep fighting until the point where I can't fight no more. I'd be like, okay, I guess I'll go to the ATM. I guess I have to pay. But at the end of the day, like, I don't think this girl is in the wrong. Like, I don't think this is like,
yeah,
something like new or anything. But like, Applebee's handled this really like wrong. And I just
the manager handled it really
right
in the wrong because, like I said, call the cops, dude.
Call
like,
the cops. Call hero. Them. Hero at Olive Garden.
No, yeah. It's oh my like, gosh. It's like, call the cops and just, you know, tell them the situation. I don't see why the cops would take, they would take the side of the restaurant like, no, you have to pay for your food. But they would also be like, you don't have to necessarily write down your information.
Or I would tell the cop and the cop pays for me. I'm just kidding. I was depending.
The cop's like, yeah, sure.
And then, yeah. I'll be right back. I'll go to my car. But I don't know. I see what you're saying, though. It's This is
it's a stupid situation that if they knew they weren't able to take card because of the system being down,
yeah,
like put a sign up.
Do better, I imagine.
Also,
do better, Applebee's.
If you can't go anywhere, you get into bank. Can't go anywhere without paying a fee.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's time to move on.
Well, no, because that's not like, true.
I could go to any Walgreens, any CVS, any Target.
No, but I'm saying like, for example, shout out Upwing. Let's say like, stop it. Let's say like,
oh wait, we can't advertise that.
Because like, if I have a Chase card account, I'm not saying I do, but if I did,
right? Shout out.
well, at the nearest Chase is like 10 miles away.
I would like leave
the fee,
my ID or something.
The fee to pay for cash out.
Would they take my identity?
The fee to take out like money. It's like $1. I don't know, like $3 sometimes. You know what I could buy with $3? Like a Pepsi Zero with that shit. Like straight up. So why am I going to sacrifice my Pepsi Zero for a fucking ATM entry fee or like takeout fee? Like, no, but
yeah. Like if it was us and then like you had to go do that, then I would just be like, oh, I'll help you pay for that fee or whatever.
Cause, no, because I could have been two Pepsi. I'm just kidding. Just keep going.
That could have been one for you.
That could have been one for you.
No, but between all three of them, none of them had cash either.
Well, not gonna lie, I don't carry cash.
I don't carry. I don't cash.
Have cash. Right I don't. Now. But
yeah. So exactly. So all three was not cash. We're all fucked.
Yeah. Like.
So long story short, fuck with Applebee's, you're not cash.
I don't think a lot of people carry cash in general anymore.
Yeah,
it's mostly card.
I carry Bitcoin now. No, I was kidding.
But a lot of places are just mugged. Card only now, so it doesn't really matter if you have cash or not.
Right. But I mean, that all could have been avoided if there has been like, hey, we're not taking card right now. Our system is down. If you have cash, you're more than welcome to come and enjoy our establishment. And if you can't pay cash, well, thank you for coming anyways. And
yeah,
on your way. It's a simple fix. That could have been avoided a long ass time ago before they went in there, sat down, got food, whatever. So that could have
been avoided since the beginning.
That's on them. With you. Yep. That's on them.
Like, all 100%. You need to do is tell them. Like,
Hundo P.
Yeah.
Hundo P.
Hundo P.
Yes. So,
she was standing on business by not paying them.
Preach. She was not the asshole. If anything, I would have been. No, I was kidding. all right. Well, that's going to end our Am I the Asshole two-parter.
Trilogy?
Sequel? Sequel in 2025. I was getting fall 2025 and all fucking year later and shit. But I hope you enjoyed this episode and I thank Daryl for coming on and sharing his opinion, even though he waited 2 hours for a fucking mid-ass meal.
It was my fault.
In the comments down below, would you have waited 2 hours?
My fault, okay?
Would you have waited 2 hours for
a chilaquiles?
I was told that the food was really good. That it was like bomb.
Okay, Dario, but the fact that you got there and you still waited 2 hours, like
I was a 10th person though.
I would have saw that place and would have been like, bro, but I'm not fucking eating here. But
you
said
it's a brunch place, so like you know, it's full of old people.
And like I wouldn't fucking.
It wasn't even old people. It was mostly people from fucking UTSA, whatever it's called. College,
you know how dumb they
no dude, but the fact that you still waited though, like I am like I feel retarded. No, I was kidding.
Oh my god,
no, I don't know Dario, like I see you as a smart person and then you say stuff like that. I'm just like, bro, like are you even, we're not, I don't know, maybe this is why I left me in Kings, but save me from waiting for 2 hours in San Antonio. Dude, I don't know, damn. But anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you enjoyed Dario being here. If you want to see or hear a part 3 to Am I the Asshole, let us know down below in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe and like and follow us everywhere on YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That's pretty cool. Before we go, we're going to have Dario with Song of the Week. Take it away, Dario.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Hero. I hope he listens to it. It's called Good Looking by Dixon Dallas.
All right, there you have it.
100%. It's a bob.
No, Hundo P, dude.
Hundo P.
I have to make it a thing. Hundo P.
All right. On business.
Thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Deuces.
Bye.